Hello, sunshine. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Total Fitness, God's Way. Have you ever felt rejected and abandoned by God? As if He's not answering your prayers and pleadings in your hour of need. You may be asking, why is this happening to me? What have I done wrong? Is God punishing me? When you feel forsaken, it can be an incredibly lonely and difficult experience. You could even become overwhelmed with feelings of hopelessness and despair. You may even feel frustrated and very angry at God. Know this, you are not alone. The truth is, even though you may feel like God has forsaken you, He hasn't. Stay tuned for today's episode to hear my take on this. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God. You want to spend quality time with loved ones. You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community. The problem is that most days you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. Sis, I get you because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers to be all that He has called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. Come partner with your sisters in Christ to stand up boldly in who God created you to be, to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts. So grab your notepad and get ready to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, and unleash your God-given potential. All right, let's jump in. So many psalmists wrote about feeling abandoned by God. Even David, a man after God's own heart, felt abandoned at one stage in his life. But I want you to listen to what Heman the Ezrahite wrote in Psalm 88. He said, O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul has had enough troubles, and my life has approached Sheol. I am counted amongst those who go down to the pit. I have become like a man without strength, abandoned among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you no longer remember, and they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the lowest pit, in dark places, in the depths. Your wrath has rested upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have removed my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an object of loathing to them. I am shut up and cannot go out. My eye grows dim from misery. I have called upon you every day, Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Will you perform wonders for the dead? Or will the departed spirits rise and praise you? Will your graciousness be declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in Abaddon? Will your wonders be made known in the darkness, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I was miserable and about to die from my youth on. I suffer your terrors. I grow weary. Your burning anger has passed over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They have surrounded me like water all day long. They have encircled me altogether. You have removed lover and friend far from me. I think that puts into words how so many of us Christians have felt at one or other stage in our lives. And my friend, you don't have to pretend that it is easy to deal with any unanswered prayers. I know exactly what it feels like because I have been there too. And I'm ashamed to say that even I shunned God. Not once, but twice. Yet God certainly wasn't done with me yet. I had to learn to surrender to God, to walk in His strength and His power, not mine. In Job 22 verse 21, it is written, "Surrender now and be at peace with Him, thereby good will come to you." Likewise, in Isaiah 30, verse 18 to 21, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. You shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry." As soon as He hears it, He answers you. "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' when you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left. Remember, even in the darkest times, God is still here, loving and protecting you, even when it feels like He is not. You may not feel His presence or understand His plan, but His grace is sufficient to get you through anything. His power is made perfect in weakness." My friend, surrender now. Pour your heart out to Him. Trust His timing. Wait on Him. He is preparing you to talk the walk, not just walk the talk. If you want to grow closer in your walk with God and learn from how I surrendered and conquered, do yourself a favor and get a copy of my book, Swap Your Way for God's Way. The link will be in the show notes. And my prayer for you today is that the Lord will bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. That's it for today's episode. So thank you so much for joining me. I pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would truly appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button. And you know that sharing is caring. So please help me spread the word by sharing this episode. You never know who needs to hear this message today. And sis, if you are ready to transform your life, I invite you to come partner with your sisters in Christ over on our Facebook page at Total Fitness 101. I so look forward to welcoming you into our tribe. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to free resources or to connect with me, as well as for more information on getting a copy of my book, Swap Your Way for God's Way or the Total Fitness God's Way coaching program. Your reminder for today is that you are capable to be more, do more, and have more because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. For this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Have a fantastic, blessed day, my friend.